This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. The Trump administration attempting to head off potential investigations involving the U.S. military in Afghanistan and Israel in the Middle East warned the International Criminal Court it faces a tough response. White House National Security Advisor John Bolton Monday called the ICC ineffective, unaccountable, and dangerous. He justified efforts to head off the court's investigation of U.S. military action in Afghanistan. Bolton said the U.S. would use any means necessary to protect its citizens and those of its allies from unjust prosecution, but what he called this illegitimate court, including banning ICC officials from U.S. soil, sanctioning funding, and prosecuting ICC officials in U.S. courts. He also announced the closure of the Palestine Liberation Organization office in Washington out of concern for an ICC probe of Israel called by Palestinians. The Trump administration attempting to head off potential investigations involving the U.S. in Afghanistan and Israel in the Middle East warned the International Criminal Court it faces a tough response. The U.S. and PLO office closure followed previous warnings about a lack of progress toward direct and meaningful peace negotiations with Israel. Palestinian diplomat Saeed Barakat called the office closure affirmation of the Trump administration's policy to collectively punish the Palestinian people. The U.S. recently cut or redirected aid funding Palestinian schools and hospitals. The body of former U.N. Secretary General Kofi Annan was returned to his home country of Ghana Monday. He received a hero's welcome at the international airport in Accra, the capital. A state funeral is planned Thursday. Annan died August 18 in Switzerland at the age of 80. This is VOA News. The White House confirmed President Donald Trump received a letter from North Korean leader Kim Jong-un asking for a second meeting following their June summit in Singapore. Sarah Huckabee Sanders is a White House spokesperson.
It was a very warm, very positive letter. We won't release the full letter unless the North Korean leader agrees that we should. The primary purpose of the letter was to request and look to schedule another meeting with the president, which we are open to and are already in the process of coordinating that.
She said it exhibits a continued commitment by Pyongyang to denuclearize the Korean Peninsula. Sunday, the North marked its 70th anniversary with a military parade, but one bereft of any nuclear missiles. Mr. Trump called that a big and positive statement. In Libya, several armed men attacked the headquarters of the National Oil Corporation in Tripoli Monday, killing at least two staff members. Explosions were also set off. Two gunmen were killed, 10 staffers wounded. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. Turkey's defense minister has appealed to Syria and Russia to halt airstrikes on rebel-held Idlib province, which borders Turkey. Hulusi Akar said the priority is to put an end as soon as possible to all ground and air attacks and implement a ceasefire. Meanwhile, the president of the Humanitarian Relief Foundation, Bulut Yildirim, said a big offensive is expected, resulting in a migration inside Idlib of up to 1 million people. And senior UN emergency official Mark Lowcott warned such an attack could lead to another major loss of life.
There needs to be ways of dealing with this problem that don't turn the next few months in Idlib into the worst humanitarian catastrophe with the biggest loss of life of the 21st century.
He said more than 30,000 have already fled their homes. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi visited the southern restive city of Basra Monday, rocked last week by deadly protests over poor public services, corruption, and unemployment. Mr. Abadi said Basra is on the right path and appealed for cooperation with efforts to provide services. He called the unrest a purely political dispute. At least 13 died, dozens more were wounded in clashes with security force members. Sudan's president swore in his new prime minister and indicated a new government will be formed this week after dissolving his previous administration over the country's economic woes. Sudan trying to cut public spending as it copes with a hard currency shortage. Canadian and U.S. negotiators resumed talks in Washington Tuesday, trying to conclude a new trade pact to replace the North American Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA. U.S. stocks ended Monday mostly higher, ending a four-day losing streak, but the benchmark Dow Jones fell nearly 60 points to 25,857. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
The Voice of VOA 1. The Voice of America. VOA 1.
I was the knight in shining armor in your movie. Would put your lips on mine and love the aftertaste now. I'm a ghost, I call your name, you look right through me. You're the reason that I just can't concentrate. I've been trying to fix my pride, but that thing's broken. That thing's broken. Lie and try to hide, but now you know it. That I'm at an all-time. Was the prototype like three stacks on that CD? An example of the perfect candidate now. All your girlfriends say that you don't want to see me. You're the reason that I just can't concentrate. I've been trying to fix my pride, but that thing's broken. That thing's broken. That I'm at an all-time. That thing's broken. Lie, I try to hide, but now you know it. That I'm at an all-time low, 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 low,
kicking the hour off. That one's called All Time Low. And I am the lady DJ, Justin Timberlake, coming up later on this hour. The new one from Imagine Dragons. They've got a pretty cool project they're working on. I'm going to tell you about that one. But here's Logic and Marshmello first. This is called Every Day.
Yeah. Hey, I work hard every day. To the spot, feeling real good. Think you gon' talk, you better not. My homies real hood. They say Logic, why you do that? I don't know, I don't know. Yeah, they used to be like, who that? I don't know, I don't know. Now they know my name wherever I go. Used to think that's what I wanted, but now I just don't know. No, I can't f*** with that knuck if you bucking back. Yeah, I've been working, but I ain't got nothing back. Tell me the dilly now, hold up, wait, really now. All of that shit you been talking just silly now. It's as quick as you rise, just as quick as you could fall. Oh no, 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 I can't f- with that at all. Can't f- with that at all. I work hard.
hard every day, yeah, yeah, yeah. I work hard every day, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. But today is my day, it's my day. And no matter what they say, it's my day. La, 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 yeah. All she ever wanted was attention and a bunch of other shit I shouldn't mention. Cause she got daddy issues for days and days. But today, she ain't got shit to do. Her ride along with you. So we gon' f around and vibe and vibe and vibe and vibe. I'm tryna live my life, but am I doing it right? Yeah. I'm tryna live my life, but am I doing it right? Cause they tell me I'm the man, you the man right now. You the man right now with the whole wide world in the palm of your hand right now. The lights and the cameras and the money and the fame, I'ma do it for the fam right now. I'ma get it for the 301 and the RATTPAC, cause you know I work hard every day, yeah, yeah, yeah.
New music right here. VOA.
Will you hold the line when every one of them is giving up and giving in? Tell me, in this house of mine, nothing ever comes without a consequence or cost. Tell me, will the stars align? Will heaven step in? Will it save us from our sin? Will it? Cause this house of mine. Stand strong. That's the price you pay. Within the past, knowing we are the youth. Caught into the beast, out of world without the peace. Face a bit of the truth.
Imagine Dragons with Natural on VOA 1, the hits. They're teaming up with Angry Birds. You know the game Angry Birds? Yeah, they're going to be helping raise money for families with children who are suffering from pediatric cancer. Imagine Dragons has a nonprofit called the Tyler Robinson Foundation, which is named after one of their fans who passed away at age 17 from cancer. So if you download the game, you'll be prompted, if you want, to donate a few dollars to the organization. It's all for good cause. Check it out. Here's Ariana Grande.
You love it how I move you. You love it how I touch you, my one. When all is said and done, you will believe God is a woman. And I feel it after midnight. A feeling that you can't fight, my one. It lingers when we're done. You will believe God is a woman.
Yeah.
VOA1.
Care, so why you still persistent for no, I am not gonna sleep with you. Stop now, stop now. Have some respect, don't act like I'm blind. I can see your intent. Spend way too much time I have listening to this, listening to sh- from a player. You get no love. No games, tell me what you like, but it's never gonna change. So you do what you wanna do, and I'm not going home with you, home with you.
This is VOA1, the hits.